There are two lumps on this branch. One, however, is actually a camouflaged spider. It camouflages itself when danger approaches, and the spider becomes indistinguishable from the branch. This spider has no power of thought. So from where does it get the idea of camouflaging itself by mimicking a branch? Such examples are not limited to spiders. For example, there is an insect hidden among these leaves. Look carefully. There is no difference between the insect's body and a leaf. Everything has been flawlessly recreated on the insect's body, from the shape of the leaf right down to its veins. There is another insect behind these yellow leaves. Let us try to find it. There it is, a perfectly camouflaged insect. It is almost impossible to see it on the leaf. The insect mimics the leaf down to the tiniest detail, such as the mark of rot on it. And here is another insect looking exactly like a torn leaf. Let us now consider the design of the camouflage on these animals. These insects possess no power of thought. They do not know they have to disguise themselves as leaves in order to survive. And even if they did, they could not draw a leaf on their bodies. So who is the author of the consciously planned designs on the insect's wings? There is no doubt that the designs are proof of the Creator who brought the insects into being. It is well known that Darwin's theory of evolution claims that all living things are the work of chance. However, the leaf design on the wings of this tiny insect is sufficient to show that living things are the work of the Creator, not chance. If an artist sets out to draw a leaf, he can only make it realistic to a limited degree. But this is not a drawing. It is a perfect three-dimensional model of a leaf placed upon the insect's body. Allah, Lord of all the worlds, created this creature to such a wonderful design and so reveals to us His art and might. This thing swinging on a branch looks at first just like a dry leaf. However, it is no such thing. It is a butterfly cocoon. Thanks to this perfect camouflage given to it by Allah, the caterpillar can complete its development without being seen by its enemies, against which it has no other defense, and can start life as a new butterfly. You are looking at a pink orchid. But in fact, it is not an image of an orchid at all. There is another living thing, completely matching the flower's color and even its shape. It is a praying mantis with its wonderful camouflage. Of course, the mantis itself did not plan the perfect similarity of color, shape, and design of both the mantis and the flower. By this example too, Allah, the creator of all, shows us his art. As Allah revealed in the Quran, he is the Almighty Creator. This white spider is waiting for its prey on the very edge of the white part of the flower. In this way, from the point of view of a butterfly that lands in the middle of it, the spider looks just like part of the flower's leaves. The spider is so well camouflaged that sometimes its prey will even land on top of it.